Hello, this is Scott Corbin. I'm one of the pastors at Clay Community Church, and it is my pleasure to be your pastor for the day. The Apostle Paul was very concerned about the believers in the ancient city of Colossae. He had not planted that church. As far as we know, he hadn't even visited that church. But he knew of them. He knew some of the people that were there and who had planted the church, and he was concerned about them. And he was concerned about them because the city of Colossae was known for its mix and match religion. Take a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and you could have it your way. You could make your own spirituality. You could be spiritual without any sort of real commitment to the real God. And he was very concerned for the Colossian believers who had trusted in Jesus, but who were likely to be tempted to go away from Christ or seek to add to Christ. And he says this in Colossians chapter 2, starting in verse 11. In him, that's Christ, in him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. The point that Paul is trying to make here, and the reason I came here today to read this with you, is, again, Paul wanted his readers, he wanted Christians to understand that in having Christ, we have everything we could ever want. And what he's talking about here in these verses, 11 to 15, is our union with Christ. Our union with Christ. If you've trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you have been united to him by faith, and that union is effected through the indwelling Holy Spirit. Notice these phrases, in him also you are circumcised. That circumcision he's talking about there is not the physical kind. He's talking about what Christ does in us spiritually, taking away that old man, that old person that we were. In talking about being buried with him in baptism, he's not saying that baptism saves, but what he is saying is that the reality behind baptism is that we have been included in Jesus' death, his burial, and then in his resurrection. So he can use these phrases, in him, in Christ, or with him in baptism, or raised with him, or God made alive together with him. And then at the very end, that God disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him, in Christ. Christian, beloved Christian, if you have put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are intimately connected to God the Son made flesh. He's not just out there as someone to believe in from a distance. We believe in him, and then he dwells in us, and we have been united with him. Your identity, our identity as Christians, is entirely in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul wanted his readers, the Holy Spirit wants us to live that way, to not be taken in by this world, to not believe the world's philosophies, to not doubt our God, who would give us even his own Son to save us and to bring us to himself. Are we living? Are you living? Am I living as though I am united to the one and only Son of God? That's the question. That's for us to consider. That's for you to consider today. Are you living as though the Lord Jesus Christ is your whole identity? And be encouraged in that too. Again, this is Scott Corbin. It has been my pleasure to be your pastor for the day.